up next week. So get to that on Monday. The Mail Online, which is the UK magazine, The Mail, tells us now that research shows that male enhancement drugs, erectile dysfunction drugs, are not doing everything we might hope they would do. They are working on the physical aspect of a problem, but perhaps not doing anything for people when it comes to their relationships. So if it seemed like there was a relationship issue that could be cured by that particular drug, then maybe that's a false hope. Joining me is registered psychologist Dr. Ren Amate. Hi, doctor.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, I want to ask you something else really quickly.
Yes.
I was talking to a guy on the air about half an hour ago, not even half an hour ago, who said he was a pharmacist, and he made the statement to me that marijuana has no effect on you, no cognitive problem, that you could smoke marijuana and still do everything normally, drive, do your job, do it has no impact. That didn't seem right to me.
Well, by coincidence, I'm looking at a couple of studies right now on that very issue. And these studies show that that yes, marijuana does affect your cognitions, your cognitive abilities on various tasks. They were looking at different rates of THC. So 17 milligram was worse than 13 milligrams. So depending on how much THC is in the marijuana cigarette, it will affect your functioning. So I'm not quite sure what he was smoking when he said that. But it's contradicting what the research evidence suggests.
All right. And so a cop would probably not be best to be on marijuana.
Not while on active duty, no.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that. That's not why we brought you on, but I do appreciate your input on that. Were you surprised at all by this study reported in the Daily Mail that tells us that while the erectile dysfunction drugs may work well enough for the erectile dysfunction, it's not doing anything for people's relationships?
Yeah, I was very surprised that this actually made news because I thought this was well known for the last 10 years.
Well, maybe to guys like you.
Yes. I've been lecturing about this for quite a long time, and many patients in my practice have discovered that, where they thought this was going to be a relationship saver, and they found out, no, these drugs, Viagra and all these other drugs like Cialis, all they do is relax the blood vessels enough for the smooth muscles in the penis to allow for sufficient blood flow to create the erection or to sustain the erection. But if you're not psychologically aroused, if you don't have that excitement for your partner, it's not going to do anything.
Well, for a long-term relationship, it's really not sex that sustains the relationship.
Well, exactly. Sex is a very important part for many relationships. But the problem is whether we're talking about a sexual dysfunction as the primary cause or if it's a side effect, the reality is in short and long-term relationships, it's the resentment that one or both partners feel for each other that is really, you know, in most cases causing the worst damage. So even if you're able to, you know, to get the erection, you're able to have sexual intercourse, if you are resenting your partner or they are resenting you, or, you know, there's a lot of resentment around the fact that you couldn't get it up for quite a long time and the partner feels that she's not sexy enough or whatever, that's a huge hurdle to overcome. And that's what people have to be focusing on.
I want to talk to you about that resentment aspect in a moment and more on this study out that's saying Viagra doesn't improve relationships. And I'm with Dr. Ren Amate, registered psychologist. In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. I'm Jerry Yagar. Saw an article from the Daily Mail in England saying Viagra doesn't improve relationships. Men who took the drug said their overall life satisfaction hadn't changed. Dr. Ren Amate is with me, registered psychologist, says this was no surprise to him. It may be a surprise to a lot of people. Is the erectile dysfunction, doctor, a physical thing, or is it a mental thing, or is it a combination?
It can be either. I mean, when I have a client who does complain of any kind of erectile dysfunction, the first thing I say is get a full checkup. Let's rule out, you know, the physical causes first, because in many cases there can be a problem. It can be, you know, iron deficiency. There can be kidney problems. There can be a whole bunch of different medical issues. So once you rule those out, or you can at least find out what's going on, then we work on the psychological. And in the old days, they thought it was always medical. Then they thought it was always psychological. The pendulum keeps switching, you know, swinging back and forth. And the reality is it can be either.
So then if it's causing a problem at home, it would be natural for somebody to say, well, maybe this is our solution.
Yes, it would be. And it's, I would say it's one piece of the puzzle. And again, when I have clients come in, this is actually very interesting. Whether we're talking erectile dysfunction or just, you know, no sex in the relationship, I find in my practice, I can't speak to other psychologists, but in my practice, I find that it's the man, more often than the woman, who withholds sex or who says he's too tired, who says he can't do it, can't get it up, just, you know, he's just not interested. And this is across all ages.
So married with children, they were right.
Right, exactly. Al Bundy was the prototypical man.
All right. But that's not what people want to believe or what's sort of popularly presented in culture, though, that it's the other way around.
Exactly. And that's why that's the part that's surprising when I tell a lot of people that, no, a lot of times a man does it, and the number one excuse is fatigue, and they say it's from work. Yet when they come into the sessions and we work on the real underlying causes, suddenly energy comes back, interest in sex comes back, the atmosphere is much better, and the satisfaction within the relationship improves significantly, and the sex is no longer a problem because they're both having it willingly, and they're enjoying it, and they're appreciating each other.
Yeah, that has to come first. It doesn't work the other way around, I guess. And I know you've said, you touched on it a moment ago, and I wonder if you'd expand on it a bit, that you think that the number one problem in relationships is resentment.
Oh, it clearly is. And it's like, I say to my clients, it's like cancer. It's insidious. It starts, whatever the cause originally was, if the couple isn't able to address it in a healthy way at the beginning, it festers, it sits there. And a lot of people, here's the key thing, a lot of people don't understand that saying I resent you does not mean I don't love you. People think resentment means I hate the person or I don't love them. And I just teach them, look, resentment just means that I feel that you've wronged me in some way and I'm upset. And when, you know, a lot of couples, it takes me weeks, if not months, to get one or both of them to be able to acknowledge the resentment they're carrying. And I'm telling you, once that comes out and once we're able to deal with it in a really healthy way, the whole relationship starts to change.
You know, I got a text message here, doctor, that says, I don't recall an ad saying that it would improve your relationship. I kind of think that's what the ad is suggesting.
Oh, it clearly is. I mean, yeah, they don't. It's if you ever see any of these ads, whether it's the TV or, you know, the print ad, that's clearly the message. And that's why I was surprised, though, because again, I never assumed that it would. I knew what the mechanisms were, but the general public, you're buying something. It's quite expensive as well. It's like, you know, I think it could be $10 to $20 a pop, depending on the drug, for every time you have sex. So, you know, it's people are investing a lot of money in this, and people are looking for an easy solution. So, hey, if I can get a pill to fix my relationship woes rather than work on the relationship, you know, a lot of people are going to rush to do that.
Can you tell me what the psychology was behind the ad for one of these? I think it was Cialis, where the two people are in bathtubs in the middle of a field, and they're in separate bathtubs. I can't figure that out.
Unless that was a metaphor for their lack of sexual compatibility. I haven't seen that commercial.
All right. So it doesn't make clear sense to you either. All right. No. I always appreciate having you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist. Oh, here we go. Al Bundy, noted relationship.